welcome to The Mint Minute. I'm your host, Janet Alsaad. Our guest today is Mint columnist Matthew Amster Burton, who has recently authored an interesting column. Its premise is actually that if you believe that Social Security won't be around when you retire, that you'd better start saving in a hurry because you might need a lot more money than you think. Matthew, can you tell us a little bit about what the underlying assumptions are here?
Well, I think you see it on blogs and comments on websites, and you hear people say it in conversation all the time. They say, like, I'm 40 years old. I have no idea what's going to happen to Social Security between now and when I retire, but it sure doesn't look good. So I'm going to do my retirement planning under the assumption that Social Security won't exist. And I think that is great if you can actually manage it. But for most people, it is next to impossible and probably not the right way to think about the problem.
And this isn't a political argument, right? This is
not at all. It's, I believe in being cautious, and I'm totally agnostic on the question of what's going to happen to Social Security. I just don't know, and I'm not partisan one way or the other. But I think that people who make this kind of glib statement that I'm just going to assume it's going away don't really understand how big a hole that digs for them that they're going to have to fill in out of their own savings.
Now, for the sake of example, you did look at your own retirement savings. How much more did you find your family would have to save per month in order to replace Social Security benefits if they didn't come to exist?
I looked at this and I knew it was going to be big, but I was still shocked. First of all, I found that to replace our full retirement benefits starting at age 67, we would need to amass a lump sum of over $1 million. It came to about $1.1 million, and that translated into additional monthly savings starting right now and going for the next 30 years of about $2,200 a month.
An extra $2,200 a month for 30 years in order to replace Social Security?
Yes. And that's with pretty generous assumptions about what kind of return we would get on our money.
And is that the whole story in terms of the federal benefits that you'd need to replace?
No, it's actually much worse than that because we haven't even mentioned the word Medicare. And again, I'm not arguing that either of these programs is doomed. I'm saying that if you, Medicare is already bigger than Social Security. It's growing much faster. And it's kind of like you've got these two entitlement programs handcuffed together. And if you're arguing that one of them is going to jump off the cliff and the other one is going to be just fine, that doesn't really make a lot of logical sense. So if you're saving to replace your promised Social Security benefits, you really need to be also saving to replace your promised Medicare benefits. And conservatively, you can estimate that that will be at least as big as your Social Security benefits and probably bigger. So now my family, instead of being on the hook for an extra $2,200 in monthly savings, now we're looking at an extra $4,400 in monthly savings at least.
Yikes. So what's the actual approach you recommend here?
There are some outcomes that are so bad that it's really hard to prepare for them. And it's easy to get into the mindset that when you see a problem looming, that it's going to be an all or nothing problem. You know, either I'm going to hit my retirement savings goal or I'm going to be eating dog food in retirement. Either Social Security will be around exactly as it is now or it'll be completely gone and I'm totally on my own. You know, probably the result is going to be somewhere in the middle. And that's like a lot of issues that we face in life. You know, what are my medical expenses going to be? How are my investments going to perform? And so for my family, we made this very simple retirement savings spreadsheet that has our Social Security benefits on it, our healthcare costs, my wife's pension, our investments. And we can look at it from time to time and say, okay, we cannot plan for the situation where all of these things go wrong at once. If that happens, we're in real trouble. By the same token, if we're worried about crime in our neighborhood, we're not going to walk around wearing bulletproof vests and body armor. The cost is just too high. But we can say, okay, what if Social Security got cut in half? What if this pension disappeared? What if our healthcare costs were 25% higher than we expected? And it's okay, it's possible to plan for some of these things going wrong. And the way to do that is to save somewhat more than the spreadsheet tells you that you have to. So run the retirement calculator and it says, okay, you need to be saving $1,000 a month. If you can bump that up to $1,500 a month, you'll be in a much better position to deal with whatever the problem that eventually hits you is.
Now, do you have any retirement calculators or Social Security calculators or other tools that you recommend to users who are interested in calculating any additional burden?
Yeah, absolutely. There's first of all, there's the Social Security Estimator. Everyone should know about this. You can go to the Social Security website. Just Google Social Security Estimator. And even if you have lost the paper statements that you're always getting twice a year from the Social Security Administration, which I think actually they're not sending paper anymore, so you probably don't have one of those handy, you can go onto this website and it'll tell you what your promised benefit based on your actual work record and your spouse's work record is. And that's a good starting point for saying, okay, this is what they're promising me. If I assume that it takes this much of a haircut, how would that affect my retirement plans? That's definitely the best place to start for Social Security. And then for general retirement calculators, there are a bunch I like. If you go to dinkytown.net, they have all of these Java-based web calculators that can answer pretty much any financial question. And of course, mint.com has its own retirement calculator, and it has a retirement savings goal built into the Mint Goals feature.
Matt, thank you very much for this very interesting conversation today. Lots of excellent insights.
Well, thank you, Janet. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to the Mint Minute.